Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania. It's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio. And anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show. How's everybody doing? It is just after 3:09 here, 57 degrees on this Thursday, October 16th, 2025. How is everybody? So I was able to dive into today, and before I get started with that frost this morning, did you guys get that where you were? It was pretty heavy up by us. It was 32 degrees this morning with a feels-like temperature of 25 up in my neck of the woods. So that time of the year is definitely here. But that fall, those colors in the trees on the way down here to the studio today, just unbelievable. It's great to be in this area in Northeast Pennsylvania this time of year. So I was able to dig into the Lackawanna County proposed budget a little bit today. And there were a couple things. Again, just started, downloaded it onto my iPad and just started tooling around with it. And there are some things that jumped out at me. First of all, this draft 2026 budget that includes no tax hike that is being pushed today, it's $181 million preliminary 2026 budget that holds property taxes steady for next year. Now, mind you, the financial consultants that the county has used have already recommended incremental tax increases in the years past 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029, and forward. They were able to make up like a $4 million deficit that they were facing, $4 million shortfall, through nearly $900,000 in department budget adjustments and the addition of about $3.1 million in its expected revenue. Now, again, this is just expected revenue from the sale of delinquent tax liens. Now, that was done 2 years ago in Lackawanna County, two or three years ago. And group health insurance refund that they get as the county is self-insured. If you remember when I had Commissioner Chris Chermak, I talked about some kind of conglomerate that the county could be part of to help reduce our health insurance cost. It turns out we actually are in one of those, and we share that with a few other counties in our area. But what we don't spend, as the county meaning, what they don't spend in health insurance payouts gets refunded to them. So they're expecting that refund. But here's the thing. All we've heard about since this administration has take hold, Billy Gaughan and now Matt McGloin's gone, so you know it's him holding the bag, is how they are holding the line, they're reducing costs, they're freezing wages, they're not hiring or such like that. But The 2026 proposed budget, preliminary budget of $181 million with no tax increase, is $14 million more than its 2025 budget. That's 8.4% higher. It's $18 million more than the 2024 budget of Lackawanna County, 11% higher. And it's almost doubled since 2012. That's a 98% increase. In 2012, the county budget was $91.5 million. In 2023, the county budget was $163 million. In 2025, when we had this big 33% tax increase, it was only $167 million. Well, now the preliminary budget is $181 million. Ladies and gentlemen, Lackawanna County doesn't have a money problem. It has a spending problem. And it's easy to see when you start going through the numbers. Yes, I understand costs have increased. But has everybody else increased their budget from last year by 8.4%? Because I haven't. From 2 years ago by 11%? Have you doubled your household budget since 2012? And yes, I know I'm comparing apples and oranges, your household budget, how you live, how I live, to compare to running a county. I understand it's more intricate. I understand there's a lot of things here. But a lot of questions. One of the other questions I saw that jumped right out at me that I highlighted on my Facebook is under the solicitor, Lackawanna County solicitor's line items, for legal fees, they were budgeted $130,000 for this year. Legal fees from the Lackawanna County solicitor. Well, so far this year, they've spent $316,533, almost $200,000 more than was budgeted in legal fees in Lackawanna County. So you have to ask yourself, why all those extra legal fees? Oh, that's right, coming from someone who said they wanted to be fiscally responsible for the county, but sue and institute all these lawsuits and then tell us, well, there's no extra cost in that. It's retainers. Well, then why is our legal fees for our solicitor almost $200,000 more? Also, there's almost, $3,700. You know, peanuts when you're looking at $181 million. But $3,700 is not peanuts to you or I in advertising for our solicitor's office. So you have to think about things there. And again, I just had preliminary time to look into this. The BRICS building. The BRICS building has been talked about. That's $12,000 over budget already this year. There were a couple other things that dived out at me. But again, when you're talking about fiscal responsibility, information technology, that's something else that really dove out at me. Information technology. Service contracts are $600,000 above where they should be. Under service contracts for information technology for the county, they budgeted $3.1 million. So far this year, we've spent $3.7 million in service contracts for information technology. If you look at, that's $30,000 more in health insurance. You think you get a better grasp on that. Again, the biggest thing that jumped out at me is the jump up each year. Lackawanna County, the taxpayers, after a 33% tax increase, facing reassessment, and now what's suggested by their own financial advisors are incremental tax increases for the years thereafter, after 2026. Luzerne County called 1.9% tax increase, an incremental tax increase. So that, is that what we're looking at, 1.5 to 2.5? Is that incremental? They said when they talked about the reassessment that, well, one-third property taxes will go down, one-third will stay the same, one-third will increase. I'm still waiting to see those numbers. I'm waiting to see those numbers to see if that's how accurate that is. Now, I understand there'll be some variables. You know, if it's 25%, 35%, you know, somewhere around there, you're still in the ballpark. But again, we don't know the numbers because we weren't provided the estimates. And hopefully people will not have sticker shock when they get their bills. But a 2026 budget that is $14 million more than its 2025 counterpart, where we had to pay extra 33% in taxes to help get through that because there was this deficit that was grandfathered into them by the incompetent administration before them, Jerry Notarianni and Debbie Dominick. We don't talk about that enough. We don't talk about that enough. But also you're looking at a budget that in just 13 years has doubled in Lackawanna County. Like you do, like I do, like most normal people, you have to live within your means. The county of Lackawanna is not living within its means. Just look at the increase. Look at the numbers as they go by. Look at them with their talk when they're at a podium, how this is the adult thing to do. I can lay my head down on the pillow at night knowing I did the right thing. Well, you're still spending money hand over fist. We haven't identified just essential services. There's been no real cuts in Lackawanna County. But yet we're expected to shoulder this burden. And yes, there may not be a tax increase this year, but we're going to get whacked with this special assessment. And listen, an assessment, not a special assessment, the reassessment. The reassessment, if done properly, if done legally, if done above bar, is what it is. There's a reason that in California, one of the most progressive liberal states in the nation, they prevented counties and townships and municipalities and cities from reassessing properties because of the abuse it caused. So your property tax in California, mind you, is tied to when you buy your house. Whatever you purchase your house for, that's what your property is assessed at. Now, if my house hasn't been reassessed in 50 years or 60 years, like they say, when I purchased my house 22 years ago, well, it was reassessed then because I pay taxes on what I purchased the house for. Now I'm going to be taxed on what they say my house could sell for. Now, that's unrealized capital gains in any other talk, but it's totally legal as far as property taxes go. But I find it hard to believe that when I look at my reassessment value for my house, it comes within $200 of what Zillow, what RMAX says, and all these websites that track housing costs and trends and what your house could sell for. I'm within $200. Every person I've checked in Lackawanna County leadership, be it managers, directors, commissioners, their houses are underassessed $30,000 to $100,000. Every single one. And I find that hard to believe because I've put out there the question on social media to you guys, the listeners, and I've asked it here on the radio. Where do you stand as far as your reassessment? And a lot of you have said, well, I'm $30,000 to $40,000 above what Zillow or RMX or all these websites say my house is worth. Some people have already appealed and have gotten tens of thousands knocked off. Some people have been told sorry and they're planning to go to court. Again, Lackawanna County doesn't have a money problem. We have a spending problem. We are too big for the type of government and the income that we bring in. And the fact that the hold the line, we have to reduce cost and have responsible government spending $14 million more this year than they did last year and then saying, well, the next couple of years we're going to need tax increases. Find it a little hard. And then when you go through, what is this budget here? 49-page budget. I'll put the entire budget. You can get it on Lackawanna County's website. It's not a big secret, but I'll put it out there so you could read through it. And you could read through what 2025's budget was, what they've already spent this year, and what they're projecting for next year. That's their proposed budget. And when you start going through it, you know, some costs need to be brought under control better. Some things need to probably be done away with or furloughed or mothballed until we can better grasp our costs. Because by the skin of the teeth, they were able to find $4 million to reduce the deficit this year. But they've increased the budget $15 million. Now, that $4 million that they reduced the deficit for should be paying down our future to make it easier for our children, for our grandchildren. Not just getting by to next year and saying, well, we're going to need incremental tax increases the next couple of years. And I've said all along, incremental tax increases, small increases, 0.5% to 2%, you know, is you have to keep up with the cost of living. But 8.4% increase from last year is not the cost of living. 11% from 2 years ago is not the cost of living. 98% from 12, 13 years ago is not a cost of living. It's growing outside of your means. And we need leadership in county government that's willing to live within their means like you do, like I do, like we teach our children to do. But it's up to you guys, the voters. It's 3:23 here at WILK. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Let me go to the phone. We have Tom from Edwardsville. Tom.
Yes, sir. This assessment of the impact of changes in assessments is a joke. Here's why. If it's one-third go up and one-third go down and one-third stays the same, that's a meaningless comparison. Here's why. Let's say if one-third go down by 5%. Make it easier, 10%, okay? And then one-third don't change at all, and one-third go up 50%. The net impact is much higher than nothing changes. It's a drastic increase. So they're playing with us with regard to this one-third, one-third, one-third stuff.
Well, you have to also add into that, Tom, that it's got to be revenue neutral. So the total amount they take in needs to equal what they're taking in before that. So as that's where the formula comes into play that breaks down what people's actual taxes are going to be.
There's always a workaround.
There is. And that's why I'm interested to see those numbers. I'm interested to see what the formula will be. And I think until each and every resident and commercial establishment in Lackawanna County is holding their tax bill, it won't have a full effect. And then we'll start seeing the outrage.
Yes. And then it will be too late.
It will be. It will be. Tom, I appreciate your call.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Let me go to the phone. We have Lorraine Cummings on the reassessment. Lorraine.
Hey, how you doing, Rob? Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
So So I had to work yesterday. You know, most of us do during the day, and that's why we can't go to those budget hearings. But I watched it on late last night when I got home. I stayed up and watched it, and I saw something that nobody's talking about. I thought it would be in the paper today. But a man came in and described how he owned a piece of property that was assessed initially for $4,000, something like $4,500. And when they did the reassessed value or the appraisal, it's now $87,500. He appealed, and it came out the same way. So then he tried to give the property away to a nonprofit, and within one day they rejected it, saying there was nothing they could do with that property. So he came in and literally gave the county his property. Now, is this what people have to do when they can't seem to afford what's happening? Why isn't this headline news? This man was giving his property to the county because he couldn't give it away, he said in the meeting. So I don't know if you had watched that meeting or if anybody watched it on video, but really go to YouTube and watch the desperation in some of these taxpayers that are unable to utilize their own property and now are trying to give it away, for crying out loud.
Yeah, some of the
they should be ashamed of themselves.
Some of the biggest impacts I've seen are just land, property, like you said, without a structure or a house on it, and commercial, from what I understand, is it's truly going to be detrimental to the county as far as commercial establishments.
Well, you know, we tried to warn people about this when I was in office, and they kept saying was, oh, she just doesn't, it's an election thing. No, it's not. I know what I'm talking about. I know how it works. And they can condemn you and criticize you and make fun of you all you want. But then now everybody's seeing what it actually is. And it is what it is. This is exactly what reassessment is. And it hurts people. It steals their wealth. It steals their property. And there's nothing they can do about it. Is that the kind of people we want in office in Lackawanna County, for crying out loud?
Like I said,
it's time for a change.
Yeah,
we got to get Chet Murley in there so he could fix this.
Like I said with the previous caller, until each and every citizen of taxpayer in Lackawanna County and business owner is holding that tax bill in their hand is when you'll actually see the full effect. Until then, you know, people don't know. They're complacent. Okay. They don't want to bother with it.
Wait, Rob.
Oh, I know.
Wait. They're not going to, because guess what else they did to try and trick the property owners yesterday? They voted on making it quarterly payments. So they're going to see only a quarter of their bill. How about that?
Is that the payment plan? I mean, the bill should have everything in it, and you should have an option to pay it. I think one of the options is quarterly payments.
I bet they're going to have a quarterly payment where you could see it. I want to know. Nobody asked that question. So Joan was there. I thought she would have asked. But she didn't. So that would have been the first question I asked is, wait a minute, are you going to show the total bill that they're getting charged, or are you just going to show the quarterly amount? So that's a question for the county. So that went unanswered. So you may be right, but I can guarantee you they're going to try and trick the taxpayers by showing them a quarterly bill.
Yeah, we got to see how it works out, and I put nothing past them. But I even think my school tax comes with it. You can pay the whole thing early, play it on time if you have a late fee, or you could pay it quarterly. I think they come like that, so I think it may just be an option. But I think it would have to have the full amount there because, I mean, there's a lot of people who just want to pay it and be done with it. So
my school taxes come like that. I understand what you're saying, and I hope that's true. But you don't, with these people, as soon as they said it, I was like, are they going to try and pull a fast one on the taxpayers? Because I don't trust these Democrats worth a salt. Yeah. I really don't. I mean, the things they've done to our country, I mean, look at what's happening to our police officers and our border agents and our ICE agents. It's crazy. I've never seen such nonsense in all my life. And these reassessments are horrific. Horrific. When I saw that man hand over his property, I was in tears. I really was. I was so upset.
I guess that was during the public comment section. I got to go back and look at that because I did not see that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll
and
pull
everybody,
it up.
I urge everybody to go and watch that public commentary section of the regular commissioner's meeting and see what happened, because he literally said he couldn't give his property away.
Did the county accept the property?
They didn't say anything.
Okay.
Neither commissioner said anything. They just, at the end, the guy said, well, where should I go with this? He said, give the paperwork to Donnie Smith. He brought the whole stack of paperwork with him to give the property to the county.
Yeah. All right, Lorraine, thanks for bringing that to my attention. I'll look into that.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Thank you. It's 3:34 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Well, Fox 56 is breaking a story out of Luzerne County that says a wording mistake has been discovered in the Luzerne County's November general election ballot involving the referendum question on whether to repeal the county's home rule charter. The issue was discussed on Wednesday during the county election board meeting after community members raised concerns about the discrepancy. The approved question was intended to read, "Shall the Home Rule Charter of the County of Luzerne be repealed and the form of government recommended by the report of the Government Study Commission dated July 28, 2025 be adopted as authorized by the Home Rule Charter and optional plans law." However, on mail ballots and those programmed to use electronic voting devices, the final clause mistakenly appears as authorized by the Home Rule Charter form of government. County Election Director Emily Cook said the change occurred during ballot creation and went unnoticed through multiple rounds of proofreading. How many times of oops does Luzerne County voters need to tolerate before they clean house at this department? Cook noted the correct version of the question appears on all official legal advertisements in notices that will be posted at polling places on Election Day and in the official election proclamation on the county's website. Additional postings highlighting the corrected wording for both the charter referendum and the separate Pittston ballot question have been added to luzernecounty.org. Over 5,000 mail ballots have already been returned. Reprinting and sending out replacement ballots is not feasible before the November 9th election. So again, the approved question should have read, "Shall the Home Rule Charter of the Luzerne County, of the County of Luzerne, be repealed and the form of government recommended in the report of the Government Study Commission dated July 28, 2025, be adopted as authorized by the Home Rule Charter and Optional Plans Law." However, the mistake reads, "as authorized by the Home Rule Charter form of government." So again, another big oops from Luzerne County election officials where it changed during ballot creation, so I would imagine during printing, sending the file to the printer. Didn't we hear that the last time? And went unnoticed through multiple rounds of proofreading. Well, you know what? Here's how we tolerate this. Name every single person who went through for multiple rounds of proofreading and fire them tomorrow morning. That's how you start accountability in Luzerne County. That is how you start to correct the negligence, the incompetence, and the utter stupidity that breathes out of this department. That's where you start. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's 3:43 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Well, since we're talking about Luzerne County and another oof when it comes to their election office, Wilkes-Barre Mayor proposes doubling the sewage transmission fee in 2026. Mayor George C. Brown's 2026 budget proposal includes no tax increase, but calls for doubling the annual sewage transmission fee of $100. In his budget presentation on Wednesday in City Hall, Brown said his administration has been able to address anticipated financial hurdles in next year's budget, such as more than a 14% increase in the cost for employee health care, interest on the additional $1 million tax anticipation note, and collective bargaining salary increases for employees without raising taxes. This year, however, the city faced major unanticipated infrastructure issues, notably the extensive damage to the Horton Street sewer and utility lines and the damage to the stormwater system along Cunningham Avenue, Brown said. These projections have highlighted the financial insecurity of our aging sewer and stormwater systems, and it is crucial to fund the repair of our aging infrastructure in this key issue before the city this year. Brown said the Horton Street and Cunningham Avenue projects cost over $1.2 million. I am therefore requesting City Council to increase the residential sewer fee to $100 per unit per year and a proportionate increase in commercial sewer rates, thereby fairly spreading the cost of repairs and maintaining our critical infrastructure. After the presentation, City Council Chairman said Brown's proposal to increase the sewage transmission fee seems understandable at first glance, considering the tremendous cost that have gone into Horton Street and Cunningham Avenue. I think it's probably fiscally responsible to plan for more infrastructure shortfalls in the future. And again, this is where your elections truly have consequences. You need true stewards, not just the good guy or girl who has the great PR team around them. You truly need people who are going to invest in the future. Capital expenditures, replacing sewer infrastructure, replacing utility infrastructure, paving roads. You know, the capital improvements that your city needs, if they are not saving for each and every one of them, it's amazing that there was a big turnaround nationwide on HOAs because they became very attractive and then they realized they had no capital reserve budget. So you bought into this beautiful community with all these amenities and you live there for 5 years and everything's great. And all of a sudden the pool starts breaking, the clubhouse needs replacing, the tennis courts need repaving. And then you're on the hook for those special assessments, reassessments for the thousands of dollars that you weren't ready for because they didn't prepare properly. You need elected officials that prepare properly. It's time for the Bloomberg. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:54, 57 degrees on this Thursday, October 16th. We touched on this yesterday, but the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport is asking Luzerne County Council to approve a new partnership agreement with Lackawanna County to avoid losing Federal Aviation Administration funds. In a statement, they said, "I urge the Luzerne County Council to adopt this agreement on October 28th. For the following reasons, the FAA has informed us that the grant funds are at risk if it is not done very soon," Airport Assistant Director said during Tuesday's council meeting. "Currently, our airport has approximately $21.3 million in anticipated grant funds over the next several years for very important projects. Our goal is to maintain the current function of the airport board as it works today and finalize the agreement, largely clean up to meet the FAA requirements. Luzerne County officials expressed various concerns with the proposed agreement and noted Lackawanna County's unwillingness to provide funding to pay for law enforcement officers at the airport. Luzerne County is providing $144,000 this year to pay the officers, Luzerne County Controller Walter Griffith said. I thought in the past we had an equal partnership, but apparently we didn't, Council Vice Chairman Brian Thornton said. Nobody in the private sector would go into a partnership with someone as an equal, 50-50, if they know for a fact they can't pay their share of expenses. The county signed an agreement in 1968 to share ownership of the airport, which is in Pittston Township in Luzerne County, and it's also known as AVP, Avoca, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Airport, because of its proximity to Avoca. The airport has an Avoca mailing address. It is my understanding that in order to receive federal aviation grant funds, it has to be under the name of the sponsor to receive and sign for grant funds, as opposed to two different counties, they said. Now, again, there's over $21 million of grants here at stake. Luzerne County officials suggest they may be willing to accept sole ownership of the airport, an option not supported during initial discussions about a new partnership agreement in 2022 when Randy Robertson was Luzerne County's manager. I can tell you at the time when the initial discussions were made, Luzerne County was not in a position to say we could be the lead, county manager said. I am very happy to say that we are now, and that is an option if council needs to consider. So there is an urgency here, and they asked the board, the airport board, when is the drop-dead date? When does this need to be done? And it says it needs to be done by January 1st, or else this $21 million in grants are at stake. It's interesting. That Luzerne County is playing the lion's share of costs for law enforcement at the airport. So the concern I have is everyone comes to Luzerne County and says, hey, you guys have to act. They're concerned about the deadline of this. Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gawhan said law enforcement officers don't need to be at the airport because the airport spends $500,000 a year on a security force. Security guards can't arrest anyone, but they can detain people to call local police for arrest, Gawhan said. I don't understand the controversy, Gawhan said, of Luzerne County's concerns. With the proposed partnership agreement, it makes sense to stick with what we've been doing since the 1950s. It's interesting that Commissioner Bill Gawhan doesn't believe our airport, and it would be the only international airport that I've ever visited that doesn't have a law enforcement presence. And security guards are one thing, but they're not the police. And if you ever look at the news stories of the amount of firearms that are tried to get through Avoca Airport, yeah, you no doubt need law enforcement there. And here's someone at the county commissioner's meetings that uses sheriff's office like a private security force left and right. I have never seen a county commissioner use the sheriff's officers at the commissioner's meeting more than I've seen Bill Gawhan. So for him to say the county airport that your family flies out of, that I fly out of, that you fly out of, that's a major economic staple of our area that's been increasing passengers left and right, don't need law enforcement because they have security guards, you're out of your mind. And if there is a partnership, then yes, Lackawanna County should be sharing the cost. Public safety is paramount no matter where we go. But here it takes a back seat. Here it's not needed. One of our airports, I got a story about the Harrisburg Airport where someone hacked into their PA system. Now, again, that's not a direct physical threat, but it could have been. And again, I mind you, we get these stories almost every few months of someone, a firearm grabbed up at Avoca Airport trying to get through. So what happens if the TSA, who are unarmed, get someone that's unruly and there's a security guard there that can't take legal arrest powers? And then they have to wait for law enforcement to get there. What kind of situation could get out of control? That is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard come out of his mouth. And that's saying something. We don't need police because they spend. You know what? If that's the case, have a negotiation to reduce some of the security and get full-time law enforcement there, as long as it's open. It's coming up on 4 o'clock here on WILK. We'll be back with the second hour after the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.